Les Sylvan never planned to be a cop, but when he ended up as an RCMP rookie, he knew exactly what kind of officer he wanted to be. "I wanted to be the kind of police officer who showed up and made things better." When Sylvan was growing up in Calgary, police would often be called to help with his older brother, whose schizophrenia would at times present as violence. Some of the police would show up and make things better. Some of them would make it worse. Later, when he was working as a correctional officer in a remand center for those awaiting trial to support himself while studying psychology at the University of Calgary, Sylvan would have to see his brother now and then being held in cells for reasons connected to his mental health. "Throughout my career, I felt like everyone I came in contact with could be my brother or sister, not a piece of crap or trash, but my brother," said Sylvan. One night in 1988, in his first year on the job, his approach almost got him killed. Sylvan, who had been posted to Squamish, was asked to check on a depressed, friendly older man living in a trailer. A man who told police he had thought about hurting himself. Sylvan treated the man as if he was a family member. "I was a naive new cop in my early 20s," said the former Central Saanich police chief. After a half hour of listening intently to the man speak about his feelings of failure and isolation, Sylvan had convinced him to voluntarily get into his police cruiser and was about to leave for the hospital when the man made a request. He asked Sylvan to go back inside and collect his loaded handgun from under his pillow. At that point, Sylvan realized the man had planned to shoot him inside his house, trusting that I would quickly shoot back and kill him. The incident was a turning point for Sylvan, triggering a three-decade-long journey to find ways to effectively cope with a profession that operates in the brightest and darkest places of the human experience. This past week, that journey reached another milestone as Sylvan was awarded a PhD in Leadership Studies from the University of Victoria for his research on how meditation and mindfulness influence the leadership practices of Canadian police leaders. As the 58-year-old father of two adult children was handed his degree at Monday's convocation ceremony, the MC noted that Sylvan's research is being considered by police organizations across Canada. He learned that in addition to improving police officer well-being, regular mindfulness practice could be a catalyst for reform, the MC said. Searching for a healthy coping strategy after that night in 1988, Sylvan landed on transcendental meditation, and ending up adopting a lifetime practice of meditation. As part of his dissertation, Sylvan published three research papers, the first giving a snapshot of meditation practices of practicing officers from across Canada and a final paper on bridges and barriers to implementing meditation programs in police forces. In between was a paper entitled, Mindful Police Leadership: Opening Essential New Pathways to 21st Century Police Leadership and Culture. At its most basic, transcendental meditation involves focusing attention on the silent repetition of a sound or mantra. For Sylvan's research, mindfulness is generally defined as a state of consciousness characterized by greater awareness of present experiences in reality. The practice would improve his job performance, professional and personal relationships, leadership style, and physical and mental health throughout more than 30 years as an RCMP officer, Victoria Police Inspector and Central Saanich Chief, he said. Whether he was interviewing a sexual assault suspect, responding to a domestic violence call, squeezing a rifle's trigger as a sniper, stopping his heart rate from exploding, as an undercover cop dealing with volatile organized crime members, or leading other officers during a crisis, Sylvan knew how to clear his mind, steady his body and focus on the task at hand. For his survey, Sylvan sent out requests to 605 commissioned officers across Canada in a bulk email. 13 agreed to participate in his study, and 11 met the inclusion criteria of practicing meditation regularly, at least 3 times per week for at least 3 months. Respondents noted the benefits of meditation included enhanced calmness and self-control, better clarity and decision-making, improved focus and conflict resolution, greater compassion and empathy, and a reduction in stress. The officers also reported better personal relationships because of meditation, he said. While the impact of meditation is well documented in other workplace contexts, until this study, little was known about how these mental practices might benefit police leaders, said Sylvan, who wants Canadian police leaders to consider incorporating meditation as both a preventive and recovery healthcare regime for all officers. Sylvan said he is presenting his research to various police leaders and organizations and contributing to a police leadership textbook to be published in November. He next plans to study spirituality as a coping mechanism, how faith gets us through crisis and the sense-making of random events. Police encounter many tragic and inexplicable events, such as the young family out for a leisurely drive on a sunny weekend hit and killed by a bus, or the drunk driver who rolls a vehicle full of intoxicated passengers down a cliff and they all walk away unscathed. Policing is one of those professions that puts you in a state of often asking how the universe works, said Sylvan, who is himself still questioning why his life was spared that night in 1988 in Squamish. Sylvan said he's itching to keep making inquiries and finding tools to better prepare police officers. I think I'm hooked, he said. This research has just led me to more questions and I've got a feeling I'll be turning over rocks for the rest of my life. Saharnet at timescolonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at timescolonist.com.